Okay, we said that customer lock-in is a strategy that many companies use to make it harder for their customers to leave them, even if the customer wants to. And how do they achieve that? They achieve this by selling complementary products, like a browser and server, or a printer and printer supplies. When the customer buys a printer, they also need to buy the printer supplies. This makes it more difficult for the customer to switch to a different company's printer, because the customer may not want to purchase the printer supplies at the same time. The switching costs that the customer must overcome to move to an alternative product leads to the customer lock-in effect. Take my personal buying experience as an example. I remember a while ago that I wanted to buy a zoom lens for my camera. I was looking for a zoom lens with good quality and at a reasonable price. And eventually I found it. But it was manufactured from a different company. The zoom lens from this company was not compatible with my camera, which was from another company. So I couldn't buy it unless I bought their camera. As a result, I purchased the zoom lens from the same company, my camera's company, even though the quality of the zoom lens isn't that great, and the price is kind of expensive.